Hello, welcome to Adrian Has Issues. I'm Adrian.
Well, you're not.
Well, I want to be.
Well, you can't. All right, well, tell you this, though. How much caffeine or alcohol do you assume in a given day?
Caffeine, quite a bit. Alcohol on the weekends, quite a bit. I basically exchange one for the other on the weekends.
I don't know. Doesn't sound like you're committed to being me. I don't know.
That's why I want to be you. I want to have that power.
So it's going to be like Edge of Adrian verse where there's like 800 different versions of me.
I want to be...
But no, that is not me.
I want to be a turtle version.
Oh, what is his name? I almost called him Fatback. It's Fastback,
Fastback,
right?
Yes. The Flash Turtle.
Okay, it's... But no, that is not me. That is actually Joe from the really cool... Well, it's not even a show. It's on the total friggin' network now. BSX, this is going back how long now? This is, what, 3 months ago? 4 months ago? I was a guest star on your show, Issues with Friends. I think it was like Special 007.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it was. Episode 7.
Oh, I thought they made that up because I remember just remember numbers. Like, cool, I'm 007, I'm James Bond.
Yep. So, yeah, you were on our show and... We've been trying to fit in the time to join in for our second date, second base, as it were.
Oh, that's true. This is our second date together. This should I, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a woman
I'm
here.
The third wheeler, of course. I just like invite myself. I'm that person.
You're the female Adrian in the Adrianverse.
I don't know. Like, I've listened to like your show. You do a couple of shows. I know Issues with Friends is the one that I guys start on. And you guys also do another show, Pillow Talk. And it's funny. And I'm not trying to compare myself to, but it's like I'm listening to that show and I realize, holy crap, Shaddai does say a lot of stuff I probably would say in a lot of those situations.
Shaddai is definitely the manlier of the two of us.
Yeah. So you and I, we are men. We are strong like bull.
Maybe I'm the female Adrian.
You might actually be, though, but granted, I'm a horrible person.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
I say that to be in a completely complimentary way.
Okay, I agree.
And that's why it works, though, because you can tell Joe, like, you know, sometimes you want to be in on some of the topics that you discuss, but it's like, okay, someone here might want to actually be, like, the voice of reason. But meanwhile, I'm like, no, Joe, go in. Go all in. Be weird about it.
There's no lines. They're all blurred. Just go with it.
Like, it's not weird when you're podcasting.
No.
It's going to turn into Pillow Talk with Adrian.
Pillow Talk with Adrian.
I was going to say, that. How great would that be? Just, you know what, we're going to forget my show. Because, honestly, I think that one's far more interesting because when I did your show, it got random because we were just kind of going all over the place. We were talking like, you know, action figures, a little bit of wrestling. We were pretty random, and it was a lot of fun. And once again, thank you guys for having me on, and hopefully this is just as fun.
Oh, of course. Oh, already. Sure. I mean, we're talking about threesomes, so yeah, it's totally fun.
Oh, wait, are we? Oh, shoot. All right.
How did it lead to that? Now it's Adrian Has Pillows.
How does it always lead to that?
How does it always?
It's like, well, I hit the stop button on my recorder. I don't know how my clothes came off. It seriously
happened.
Sometimes when I do the show and people are like, oh, so you do this as a video chat? It's like, no, I don't.
No.
This is strictly audio. I don't want you to accidentally hit the camera button.
And you don't want to see me.
You don't want to see me because I have no pants on.
Whoever's, wait, hold on, time out. Do you guys actually wear pants when you podcast?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Only because we have roommate.
If we have guests.
Yeah,
yes.
And if we have guests.
If on Pillow Talk, though, it's just whatever. We'll come in our
like,
underwear. Yeah.
Okay, so those shows aren't actually recorded with guests.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Actually, Miguel from Comical Podcast, Miguel, Justin, and Heather were on Pillow Talk at one point.
Yeah.
Wait, how did I miss that episode?
Yeah, it was during, I guess it's still going on, Miguel's Shovel My Shit tour.
That's right. Okay, you know what? I know I missed an episode. Miguel's going to kill me. But shout out to Miguel and I guess the crew from Comical Podcast.
Yeah, yes. Hi guys. If they're listening. They better be listening.
Hey guys.
I would sincerely hope so. But yeah, because I think about it though, and it's a part of me that's sort of weird doing an audio podcast because I never know what anybody's situation is when they're recording. I just imagined everybody's just kind of sitting at your computer. I don't know. There could be various states of undress. There could be complete nudity. I don't know. And part of me is like, I'm curious, but I don't want to come off as weird.
Oh, no. You know what? And you're not like the first person to ask us that. We've had other people like, wait a minute, you guys are wearing clothes? And like that
questioning
doesn't make
us.
Sense.
Oh, wait. They asked it as if they were like repulsed?
You know, they were just like, they were hoping we weren't wearing clothes.
But even, okay, well, see, now this raises further questions. Okay, so even if you weren't, let's just say for whatever reason, you're stark naked doing the podcast. Yeah. Even if you were, what, I mean, that's, right. See, that's kind of creepy, though.
Hypothetically.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah.
There were so many elbows going on in that.
And pants coming off.
And... But, like, even if you did, like, what difference does it make? So I'm like, you know, so even if I were requesting it, I don't know. That just, no. That's not...
Yeah, it's like, what would it do for someone if they knew we were recording naked? Like, would that help them visualize it in some way?
I mean, we've already read and spoken about so many fetishes out there. Like, I'm sure somebody has a fetish out there of naked podcasters. Maybe. I would not be surprised. Oh, man.
Well, now I do, now that you mentioned it.
Forget my show. This podcast, is that a thing now? Because I guess maybe in terms of regular conversations, like if you're having them over the phone, I guess imagining the other person's naked is kind of a thing. But what if it's only in terms of podcasting? Like, it can't just be over the phone. Like, it has to be microphone.
Has to be recorded.
Yeah, and it has to be coming through my car. I need to be able to listen to it while I'm driving.
Right. You should try it one day. I wonder if it'd be really uncomfortable. Like,
we need better seats.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Wait, first podcasting mission. While driving naked or just?
No. I mean, you know.
Well, one day, but first we'll start in the room with better chairs.
Yeah.
So that's mission A. Mission one is get better chairs. Mission two,
right.
Be naked.
Missionary
in those chairs.
One. Missionary A.
Yeah, the better chairs will alleviate a lot of problems going in for the rest of the experiment.
Completely.
Oh yeah, I couldn't even imagine sitting naked in these chairs.
Mm-mm. Especially now that we turned the fan on. Before, it was so hot here, we'd be like sweating our asses off.
That's right. So what is, you're out in the Texas, so what is what's the heat looking like out there?
It's kind of like between 70 and 80 with tornado storms.
Yeah. So, it's been raining and storming a lot the past couple of weeks, and we've had like a dozen tornadoes around.
Holy crap.
I know. Yeah,
I might be exaggerating, but I don't know. There's been at least six.
So this whole time, worried about, like, of course, like, you know, bearskin sticking to chairs. And meanwhile, you're in constant threat of being sucked out of your house by a very windy Galactus.
And, okay, so do you remember the movie Twister?
Oh, are you kidding me? I love that movie.
I love that movie. And it always feels like that here because it's one of those, like, it's going to come in the middle of the night. We're going to be those idiots that are asleep and can't hear the fucking, like...
Those idiots who sleep at night.
Who sleep at night and can't hear the tornado siren because... And I'm always dead to the world. Like, I will sleep through anything.
She's such a hard sleeper.
Yeah, so a tornado will definitely suck me up. And at the same time, like, we've had earthquakes too recently and we're like... Was that an earthquake? And he's always like, nah, I think somebody was running on the stairs. And then, like...
Hold on, time out. I don't know. Who's in your house? Kane fucking Marco?
We live in apartments, and when people, like, run above us, it could kind of shake the house a little bit.
You can feel it. Yeah, because it has before. And it's weird, because our neighbors upstairs, they're these tiny little Asian women, and we have no idea how they could shake the entire
building.
They
walk so hard. They must stomp their way through their apartment.
Yeah, so until social media sends us notifications of all the earthquakes we're getting, we're like, oh, okay. Well,
that wasn't the Asians.
Yeah,
this time.
So...
But they're also...
Nudity and racism. A PSA love story.
It's a great way to start this. We also determined that they're either ladies of the evening or vampires.
No, they're definitely escorts.
Or vampires.
No, they're escorts.
You can't just deny it. It might be.
Because they sleep during the day and only come out at night. Right. That's the thing.
Who else does that? Vampires.
Who else does that? I say that they're escorts. They're... you know, like, not high-class escorts, but definitely, you know, thousandaire escorts.
But she's
escorts.
Ruling out the obvious answer that they're vampires.
Because they sleep during the day.
And come out at night. And who else does that?
Why can't they be both?
Well...
So mistresses
I mean, I guess they kind of, sort of could be.
Now, okay, without giving too much of the identity of these people, because I feel like that'd be terrible. Okay, what's the age range we're looking at here?
They have to be in their 20s.
Well, that's the thing. They're Asian. Like, I know it's... no, it's that
this
whole...
This is where I have to start cutting Shaddai off.
No, it's that whole, like, they could be in their 20s, but they look so young, you know? Like,
okay, so this is positive racism.
Yeah. Like, they look like they're teenagers, but they could be in their 20s. I would hope they're in their 20s for what they're doing.
I'm sorry. I feel like this is like some really weird indie film waiting to happen. Like these two podcasts that just happen to live, like, you know, downstairs from these two potentially, you know.
It's going to be
escorts, and then you find out they're actually vampires.
Exactly. It's going to be like Fright Night.
Oh, yeah, totally. So
oh, good call.
I know. So the way it works out is that there's a guy that comes with his very nice, luxurious car, right? And okay. He is outside, waits for these girls, and it's usually like three or four, right?
But it's like a black SUV.
It's a black SUV. They all come downstairs, all like dressed to the nines, and then he takes them somewhere. And they all come back at the same time around 3 a.m., which over here the bars close at 2, so it makes sense that they'd be done doing what they're doing and then drive back home. And God, from 3 o'clock in the morning until I don't know what time, they are up, they're vacuuming and they're doing laundry and they're doing everything that most normal people do during the day. But
in addition to feasting on, you know,
yeah,
the innocence,
yeah. So it exactly. could be
blood and life essence.
Exactly. It could exactly. be that if they are vampires, you know, they're luring drunken men and sucking their blood or whatever. They're feasting
sucking
at night.
Something.
For money too, right? You yep. know what? Anyway, it's like, I'll do this. I get paid and then I kill you. Done. Win-win, right?
Yeah. You died happy, right?
That's a happy ending.
Oh.
Oh, so how does...
Well, was that racist? What?
No, I'm not even.
Not this time.
No, not this time. And I love how like Joe's like I can see him over there. He sees it like, okay, at what point do we hit the stop button? Like,
we just have to let her run sometimes.
But how do you even like function on that? Like, see, granted, now I am the consummate insomniac. I rarely sleep. So even before this, Joe's like, oh, what time are you good until? I'm like, whenever the hell I decide to pass out.
Pretty much, right.
But how do you, like, function on that? So it's like, you know, 3 a.m. every day, like, if they're just vacuuming a thing, it's like, how does the entire apartment complex not rebel against them?
I don't know. You know what? Here's the thing. It's like, they have an in with the people here in the complex. Because I've seen the guys, like, the... What you call it?
The maintenance guys
go up there a couple of times. Like, you know what? And they get away with a lot of shit. Like, especially the garbage that they throw out in the middle of the fucking street. Like, seriously, we have a system where they come to pick up our trash door to door, but they don't even put their trash outside their door. They put it, like, in the fucking middle of the street. So it's insane. They have a way of getting away with things.
Yeah, I can tell you what it is. It's those mesmerizing eyes that vampires have.
Right.
Here's the plan, though. What you're going to have to do is somehow either rent or find somebody who has a similar SUV, get into it, follow them, and try to figure out where they're going. And then you could, like, record on site and do, like, either Issues with Friends or Pillow Talk, like, live at the, you know.
That'd be cool, like a Nancy Drew heist.
Like, there you go.
Is it the Hardy Boys?
The Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys. Yeah,
the
yeah. Boys.
I was gonna say, wait, Nancy Drew's like a life of petty crime.
No, but wasn't she like detective like? Yes. Okay.
That was the
idea.
Or no,
it turns out like she was pretending to be a detective so she could just go into houses and rip them off.
Yeah.
Like, you ever solved the mystery of like the missing statue? I was like, what statue? And she's like pushing it behind the door.
Oh, never mind.
Turns out you like stumble into some like crazy like Eyes Wide Shut style vampire
party.
Oh
my god.
Oh, that'd be fun until
that
we got our
blood
sucked.
That would be the best.
come on, how great would it be to, like, I'm sorry, though. No one would ever look down on you if you guys ever, like, went out that way. It's like, so what was the last thing they saw? Yeah, it turns out there was a blood rave. And then
all Blade, like, it just turned into, like, all these different movies.
As long as somebody knew how we went out and we didn't die a mystery.
No, we died, like,
regardless,
geez,
of what happened, I'm just going to tell them that story. Like, you guys could have easily, like, lost a tire and crashed. Like, hey, that was a blood rave, man. It was nuts.
Okay, definitely. I want you to be at my funeral.
I know. Right? All right.
And I will be. I will do a live podcast.
Yes. That would be hilarious. And then just do, like, make a game out of it, right? Like a multiple choice answer, a little trivia, like, how do you think they died? And just all these different scenarios.
And it's like the first one to answer correctly wins tickets to Comic Palooza. There you go. See?
There, nice.
Right, you're all wrong. They died of food poisoning. Just something stupid.
I wonder though. Like, do they listen to your? Do your neighbors listen to your shows at all?
Hell no.
No.
Okay, good. Because the one thing is, I don't know. I assume that vampires also know how to track ISPs. They come here and they bite me. And vampires don't worry about travel expenses.
And they're tech savvy.
Vampires.
Yeah.
Tech savvy vampires, mistresses of the evening.
Exactly.
Oh, great. I'm going to get killed by vampire escorts.
If they come knocking at your door.
The best kind.
Yeah, beware.
I was going to say, you know what? Somehow I always imagined that'd be the way I died.
Mm-hmm.
Vampire escorts, that's how we all want to die. It just,
I mean, it makes sense,
happen?
Right? Because I mean, usually escorts and gigolos and all those people, they're supposed to be beautiful people. And same thing with vampires are beautiful people, so it only makes sense.
I like how that's your one one
that's
thing
it that's
of
my
evidence.
Proof.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I know. Don't look at mirrors. And they're beautiful.
But the only thing is, though, what does that do? Okay, just if you really think about the practicality of that, of having, like, supernatural escorts, whatever. Now, the thing with vampirism, obviously, their customers are getting bitten. Naturally, they're changing. Does that actually help or hinder the marketplace?
Well,
see,
that's when they have to suck all the blood so that they don't turn.
That's where I was going to go.
Yeah.
They would have
to screw this now.
Mangle the body in some way. Or,
exactly.
Yeah, take all the blood so that they weren't turning them.
Exactly.
See, then where's the fun in that? Because it's like, well, then that kind of kills a lot of repeat business, no?
Nah, they're escorts. It never ends. There's so many clients. What are you talking about?
Especially if they're ageless escorts, if they're vampires.
Oh,
so
and
they
that
don't
just
age.
Hold up. And this is going to be great.
Okay.
We live like 3 miles away from the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. And there's so many hotels
perfect.
Around there. Imagine all the clienteles they can get.
Yep. Just flying in for the evening.
Yeah. They're just here for one night and that's
a
all they need.
One-way ticket.
Exactly. No round trip for you.
That is okay. I'm sorry, but I realize we might have missed our calling. We could be writing the greatest story of all time.
We ain't missing it. We're writing it
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. It's being recorded. This is writing.
Yeah, this is copyright 2015. May 15, 2015.
Copyright Adrian. Copyright BS excluded.
Copyright Pillow Talk does 3 subs with Adrian.
Hashtag copyright.
Yes.
I was like, okay, this is great, but the lawyer's looking over like, oh, God, you do realize none of this is legally binding, right?
It's verbal.
Well, once we hashtagged it, it's legal.
It's
once it starts trending.
Yes.
Okay, we got to get this trending. Oh, man. And it's funny, like, all right, so it's great. Now I want to talk more about vampire escorts. I'm like, just.
Yeah. I mean, we could even start a comic book of it, right? We could start anything with it.
True.
It could be its own little, like, Twilight Zone episode, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of a novel idea.
Yeah.
It is a novel idea. Well, I mean, 9 out of 10 times, though, and usually if there's, like, erotic literature and vampires, one of them is 9 out of 10 times of some sort of, like I said, lady of the evening or some sort of entertainment, so.
True, but I've never seen a movie about it, so that's a marketplace that's untapped.
Or, better yet, we flip it around, and it'll be like, what was the show with Thomas Jane? Hung? The one that I think was on, Hung, the one that was on HBO where he was the male escort.
I don't think I've seen that.
That sounds familiar, but I haven't seen that. What about all these male escorts?
he was like a gym teacher or something like that, and then it turns out he's got like this massive penis and he's like an escort.
Oh, turns out, I guess.
Should I was taking notes.
You said HBO, right?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say it'd be the premise of that, but it turns out he's also a vampire. I don't know.
Oh, that'd interesting. Be interesting.
Put a twist on it. What a twist.
What a twist. What if?
Stop if you've heard this.
I know.
Here's another thing. Like, we were talking to this, and I won't name any names or anything, but we were talking to this director the other day of this low budget horror movies, and they're having this contest that's going on, and essentially, I think 4 or 5 scripts are going to be picked, and they're going to be given, I think, $10,000 a piece to make their own low budget horror movie.
This would be it.
Exactly. That's where I was going.
As long as I get writing credit, you two can run with this.
Totally.
You'll be involved in the making of.
Yeah, man.
Oh, sweet. I guess I get to hang out in Texas.
Exactly. Wait till after tornado season.
Yeah. When is what is that?
I don't know. This is our first tornado season remember.
No, we always
do.
We have tornado season and hurricane season.
Oh, man.
Hurricane season starts in August.
Oh, screw this noise.
So, I know.
No one's going to be able to visit until like January.
No. Then we have ice storms.
Yeah, you don't want to be here. No, definitely not January.
I'm sorry. What part? Why am I visiting again? Because none of this sounds great.
We got cool stuff. You like sports? We got a lot of sports and a lot of beer, a lot of breweries.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that don't get blown away by these hurricanes and tornadoes, and I guess. Well, the beer is always cold with the ice storm.
I know, right?
Come for the beer, stay because the tornadoes have you trapped.
Exactly, because you can't leave.
So, in other words, I love how this is all starting to sound like a weird version of Hotel California.
No kidding, right? You just can't.
Well, how do I know you guys aren't undead? And this whole apartment is like this. You know, I don't know. What if you're all like you can't leave? So, I've never been out to Texas. I've never met you guys.
This is our way of getting you, bribing you to come over to Texas.
Come stay. We're thirsty.
Which, I'm sorry, if you're going to lure me from Jersey out there, you must really have no sustenance left over there.
We can only feed on other comic book podcasters.
I know, right?
That's the caveat.
They're our only friends.
There we go. We've already built our universe in this whole thing. Uh-huh. It's like, yes, you may be escorts and you're vampires, but you, for whatever reason, it's like a weird podcasting kink, as we found out earlier today, that you can only feast on other comic podcasters.
Right. And we met Comical Podcast, the whole crew, when we were in San Antonio, Texas, but Miguel put the horse head on and he turned into Horsticles. And that obviously is what vampires fear.
Horses.
Yeah, horses.
Horse heads.
There you go, crossover. Lord, oh, shoot. Who's the guy? I can't even remember the gentleman who does the comic. We got to talk to them and see if he could do like a whole Lord Horsticles versus the vampire escorts.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Would it be Horse to Sleaze at that point?
Oh, yeah, Horse to Sleaze.
Horse to Sleaze vampire prostitutes.
Hungry for V. But you don't know which V.
Oh, I feel bad for anyone listening to this. So that was like the most self-referential joke.
I feel bad for any. Do you have a lot of kid listeners? I hope not.
I hope not.
No, I don't think if any child listens to my show, A, I applaud them. B, when I start getting merchandise, buy my stuff. But no, I think I'm good.
Okay, sweet. We should have cleared that before we started this whole chain of inappropriate conversation.
Are you kidding me? That's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
So I was just luring people in with like the interviews. No, it gets pretty bad sometimes.
Then we'll fit right in.
There you go.
Essentially, should
awesome.
I?
So actually what we should do then, since I guess this is probably a good point to put in a to be continued, but I guess to kind of get a little idea as to what the hell that last half was, you might want to listen to either Comical Podcast or one of the episodes they were on, because I'm pretty sure everybody's wondering who the hell Lord Horsticles is.
Yeah,
which I know they were on my Miguel and Justin were on my show episode 7, I think also episode 3, where they explained it. So I guess, is there any reference point that you guys can point out on the BSX side as to where people can get that reference.
Yeah, now we're searching.
Yeah, now I have to actually search.
We'll have to just literally just start our own Secret Wars Battle World type scenario.
That'd be amazing. It'll be much more entertaining than Convergence, I'll tell you that.
Oof, which, oh yeah, we might have to get into that. But I'm not even going to finish the rest of the conversation because, you know, I'm going to be a jerk. And guess what?
What?
That's in the part one.
Oh,
part
shit.
One.
So, guys, it's been fun.
Definitely always fun. And we will make sure to not keep our clothes on again.
Yes. And you can actually continue this conversation next issues with friends. This is our crossover that we dreamed of. Adrian has issues with friends.
It's finally happening.
Wet dream come true.
What? It's always gross with you.
It's not gross. Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I poor Joe. Like, you know what? You tried so hard.
It's what
like,
do you no, mean, it's... poor Joe? There ain't no poor Joe here.
Like, no, it's, you know, it's that voice you put on. Like, you can't tell if he's into it or if he's almost kind of beleaguered by the fact that everybody around him is just really horrible.
Well, I'm always smiling, so it's probably a mix of the two.
He knows better.
Should I puts me in my place?
Pretty much.
Should I?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
We will see you next issue.